Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Purple Wave is selling farm equipment to the highest bidders at purplewave.com. Place your bids on tractors and tillage implements, combines and headers, planters and drills, swathers and balers, sprayers and spreaders, trailers, mowers, shop tools, and much more. Bidding is open now, and we'll sell each of more than 240 items without reserves or minimum bids on Wednesday, May 31st, beginning at 10 a.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com. Wave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Well, look for live and feeder contracts to open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and the premium status of recent feedlot sales. Now, hog futures should open on a mixed basis with nearby gaining on deferred. It should be typically slow today as far as the cattle country is concerned, with bids and asking prices remaining poorly defined. That said, we do expect business to develop relatively early this week, given the long holiday weekend ahead. Our guess is that both sides will try hard to push the cash market to bed by the close of Thursday. Live and feeder futures should open moderately higher, boosted by follow-through buying and cash premiums. Now, the cash hog trade is likely to resume today with bids steady to a dollar lower. Although slaughter numbers are easing a bit, totals remain historically formidable. That fact makes a late-to-spring pork look all the more impressive. Lean futures likely to open on a mixed basis with front contracts supported by light bull spreading today. Now, corn and soybeans futures, those closed a few cents higher yesterday as forecasts keep cool, wet weather in the Midwest this week, which should slow planting and possibly prompt replanting of corn in some parts of Illinois. Winter wheat was higher most of the session but slipped late to close a little lower. Wet conditions in the plains and Midwest may harm the mature wheat, which needs dry, warm conditions. Winter wheat markets did finish a little lower yesterday, that on fund selling after holding modest gains early on. Friday, CFTC reported showed funds turned net short in hard red winter wheat after turning net long the prior week. The weather remains troublesome for winter wheat, with more rain forecast this week for the plains and the Midwest. Now, corn futures closed a few cents higher yesterday and at their highest in more than 2 weeks, as the rain this week may delay the finish of Midwest planting. USDA estimates later today expected to show corn 85% planted versus 71% last week. Traders will be inspecting crop reports to determine how many, if any, of the fields in central and southern Illinois will have to be replanted or switched to soybeans. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Little Mary Mac, 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 her lungs turned black, 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 stayed home from school, 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 from an asthma attack, attack, attack.
Secondhand smoke doesn't belong in a kid's world, but one in five Oklahoma kids live with it every day. Tobacco is still a problem for Oklahoma kids. Protect them from secondhand smoke by making their world smoke-free. Learn more at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle up 47 at the close, 123.92. August was up 97 at 122.02. August feeder cattle up 232, 152.77. September was up 242 at 152.65. June hogs up down 15, 79.35. July was down 12 at 80.05. Kansas City wheat, July down 2 cents, 4.36. September down 2 cents, 4.53. Chicago wheat, July was down a penny at 4.34 and a quarter. September down a half penny at 4.48. July corn up 2.5, 3.75. And September was up 2.75 at 3.82.5. July soy was up 3.5, 9.56.5. And August was up 4 cents, 9.58 1/4. On our cotton futures, July down 33, 78.06. October down 30 at 74.35. July crude oil down 18. 50.95 and August down 19, 51.21. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.